Just follow my lead. 92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. It is Chamber Chat. We do it every Friday. And I have two special guests in the WGHN studios with the Grand Haven Ferrisburg Spring Lake Chamber of Commerce. Megan Tobin, she is the market manager for the Grand Haven Farmers Market. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I need you closer to that mic. Just move in a little bit closer. Can you tell me how you're doing again?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Why can't I hear you? Again?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mark Allen, president of the chamber?
I'm wonderful, Mary Ellen. And you?
I'm well. So we're going to do a little bit of a wrap-up of the market.
Yeah.
It was a great season for you guys.
Really successful, yeah.
That's really good to hear. Mm-hmm. So tell me about your successes.
Yeah, so we ended with 44 market days.
Really?
We signed up 1,431 kids to the Power of Produce program.
That's amazing.
And we had a lot of regulars come every single market day. So we gave away 3,442 tokens, which is about $6,800
awesome.
To the Power of Produce program. We also did this program called Gleaning at the end of Saturday market days, where produce vendors donate excess food that they won't be able to sell or give away otherwise. So we collected 4,537 pounds of produce by the end of the market season and 150 loaves of bread, all going to Love in Action and then distributed to local food pantries.
Congratulations. That's incredible.
It's a great program.
Isn't that something? I would imagine that was one of the highlights of the summer for
it
you
is,
guys.
Yeah. It's great. And
that's
then,
awesome.
For their food assistance programs, we gave away about we issued at the market $14,000, almost $15,000 in food assistance money, which is the EBT program. Mm-hmm. And that was about $4,492. And then double up food bucks, we gave away about $3,600.
Fantastic.
So
I'm really proud of that. That's really awesome. That is so incredible. So incredible. And now the farmers market prepares for a new chapter.
Yeah, we're excited, right? We're excited about the redevelopment of Chinook Pier and what that looks like for the future of downtown and really our community here. And then the farmers market does have to move to a temporary location for the next market season. But working along with the market vendors and the city to identify where those temporary location or that temporary location is going to be, and working with the group of farmers to be a communication partner leading up to opening day sometime in May of next year.
Very, very exciting. Very exciting. So who is going to be running the farmers market? How is that going to work?
Yeah, so the chamber is kind of turning the reins of the market over to a group of current market vendors, so current farmers market vendors that have been engaged with the market for many years, and they we learned through the process that they run some other markets in the community, so it's not new to them, but it just makes sense for us as that chamber membership business organization to make this change at this time.
Yeah.
And again, but we're committed to working with the city and the farmers market vendors to identify potential opportunities for the temporary location and what does that look like. Being a resource to the market vendors as they come into this space and think about, you know, do they offer food assistance programs or do they not?
Right.
And just walking them through that entire process. And again, that communication partner to create visibility once the new space is determined and announced and celebrating opening day with them and providing that support on the visibility side to help them kick off. So we've been so grateful and fortunate to have been part of the market for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And on a personal note, right? Like, I love the market. My wife and I, we go every Saturday morning in the summer.
Sure.
So we appreciate everything that they do for the community and happy to walk with them through the transition process.
I'm excited. I'm excited to have them in the studio and find out what they know about farmers markets as well. And I'll tell you, every week I'm seeing a new business in town joining the chamber. It's a great thing.
Yeah, we are busy at the chamber. Heather's doing a great job, and we're getting ready to start our 2026 sponsorship campaign. So if you haven't heard from Heather yet, you will to get in her calendar to have that conversation. And then excited to share, too, that we actually get to keep Megan on our team. She's rolling into our marketing coordinator position.
Wonderful.
So she'll be full-time inside the chamber. And we won't have to visit her. We won't be visiting her at the market on Wednesdays and Saturdays. She'll be with us every day. And so we're
excited
about that.
That's wonderful. And I have you in here, so I do want to say congratulations, Mark Allen, because you were recognized as one of 200 most influential leaders in West Michigan in 2025, and that is really great. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. And, yeah. And that's an award. It's a little different than others because the reporters at Crane's Business Grand Rapids, they actually make the selections based on the people that they've interviewed throughout the year. So to receive the honor and be recognized in a group of so many notable leaders throughout West Michigan really is an honor and a privilege, and I'm incredibly grateful. But thank you for the congratulatory comment. I appreciate it.
I love the segment because I've met so many cool people, and I've learned a lot more about how a chamber works, and that's wonderful. And we just pass that along to our audience, so that's a beautiful thing. It's been another episode of Chamber Chat.